I never went to college and felt that when I was living in the UK at the time that most business leaders had a finance background. So I literally got my finance qualifications by correspondence course. And when I was qualified at the ripe old age of 25 and arrogant enough to feel I warranted a CEO title, a CFO title rather, the only company that was kind of crazy enough to give me that title was a small company called Nike. So the next day I ran out of the office and said, well, we're going to do this Disney Princess thing. And they said, yeah, we kind of thought about that idea a little, but Roy Disney hates that idea. And luckily, Michael Eisner and Bob Iger defended the idea and said, hey, give it a shot. And he said, nothing else is working right now, so this seems like a good idea. So we pushed ahead, and ended up being a very big idea. The first month of COVID, I think it was for most people, was absolutely terrifying. I mean, 90% of our dealers were closed worldwide. Both our factories were closed. Most of our overseas suppliers were closed. So we went into our own lockdown mode. You know, we took massive salary cuts, tried to preserve cash, and kind of hunkered down for what we thought was going to be a nightmare. And then a month later, the orders just flowed in like I've never seen before.